I want to play Fortnite.
This part's a boss fight.
Headset, baby.
Is it my turn to play yet?
One!
Oh, we lost again.
You messed it up.
Go left, not right.
It was an accident.
It's okay, kids.
Yeah, GG.
We are back.
What was that? That's not how we start.
I don't know. It's been so long since we've done one of these. I'm having a hard time remembering.
I know. We're at that age where 2 weeks feels like 2 centuries to us.
But it was a lot more than 2 weeks.
That's true. 2 months, I mean.
Yeah, something like that. So anyways, I guess let's give this a try. Welcome back to another episode of the Gamer Parents Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm joined by my wonderful wife, Joanne.
Hello, everybody.
If you're new here, Joanne and I are a married couple. We have 2 kids, ages 4 and 6, and we are parents who game and gamers who parent.
Yeah, the cool kind.
And as I said earlier, we are back after, I forgot how to speak, apparently, being gone for 2 months.
Maybe 3, actually. No, I don't know.
I think it was like early November, so 2 months, maybe a little more than 2 months, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're here. We're here again. We're still alive. We are back to making episodes.
We are in the new year.
Yes. We've started 2025 off well, but we also have a lot to talk about.
Don't jinx it.
Yes.
Because right before we took a break, we were hit hard, remember? We had plans to do a last recording in November, and that did not happen. That did not happen because if you go back to our previous episode, you can hear us talking every week about how one person in the family is sick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And finally, you got hit hard with pneumonia.
Yeah. So I got sick in November. I was like the last one to get sick. And then whatever cold or whatever I had turned into pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
And so that took longer to get over. And then like pretty much right when I was done recovering from that, I had a work trip. And then we were already like halfway into our planned break.
Yeah.
And so we're like, all right, we're just going to postpone things until we come back in the new year.
Yeah, and so our plans to do our last recording with the Tower Song review did not happen.
Yet,
but we will definitely deliver on our promise and come back strong and review Tower Song this upcoming episode.
Yeah, so that'll be next week. Mm-hmm. Since this is our first episode back after being out for a while, we just want to talk about what's been going on.
Wish everyone a happy new year. Happy new year.
Yeah, we missed Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's.
So oh, yeah. Let's wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Merry New Year.
What?
I don't know.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Christmas year. Thanks, Chris year. I don't know.
Old people joke. I feel so old. Oh, my gosh.
It's funny. You know it. It's okay.
Yeah. Can you believe people born in the year 2000 are now co-workers because they're...
Yeah.
Wow. 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even younger. People 2005 can be co-workers now. Born in 2005.
Maybe. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Depends.
Wow. See? The years are catching up. And so, shall we rewind back?
No soundboard.
Manual rewinding sounds. So rewind back to Thanksgiving. We did it a bit different this year because we were hosting it instead of our families.
Yeah.
And no, we did not. We were supposed to host it, but then you got sick.
It was so long ago. I just agreed with you because... I don't remember.
No. We were supposed to host it, okay? So I had done the planning and the food ordering.
Yeah, but remember, this was like when I was recovering from pneumonia, kind of. So that's why we didn't host it.
That's why we didn't host it, yeah. So yeah, there was a hiccup there. But since I've already ordered the food, we just moved the venue to your family's house. And the only reason why I want to give this an honorable mention is because the Thanksgiving we did was the first time we did it Malaysian style, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no Thanksgiving holiday in Malaysia, and that's where I'm from, in case you didn't know. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking, hey, this Malaysian restaurant is having this catering
package.
Yes. And it looked pretty good. So we decided to give it a try with non-traditional Thanksgiving food.
Yeah. I mean, it was like their Thanksgiving deal, but like very much a Malaysian spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of a blend of,
I mean, there was
traditional
still
Thanksgiving with.
Yeah. So there was Malaysian. Still turkey, right?
Yeah, and it was very good turkey, I might add.
Mm-hmm, very moist. And there was beef Wellington, which is more European than.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from, but it was like, it had like curry flavor with it. So yeah. It was really good. It was, I don't know if I've ever had beef Wellington before.
But you had this.
But I had this one, and it was good.
Yeah, me too. I think it's my first beef Wellington ever.
Sounds fancy too, you know?
I know.
Like Worcestershire sauce or whatever that stuff is.
You're just saying anything that starts with W.
Yes.
And there's, of course, mashed potatoes and the regular stuff, lobster bisque, right?
Yep.
Is that even regular Thanksgiving?
I don't know. I think they're reaching here on some of these.
But it was fun. I mean, you were still sick, so obviously not everyone could make it. Just immediate family, right?
Yeah. And it was probably the only Thanksgiving that I didn't overeat and gain any weight because I wasn't feeling that great.
Mm-hmm. Plus, you're coughing so much. Yeah. This is your first time getting pneumonia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then there was Christmas, obviously. The whole month of December was crazy busy for me.
Like the best time of the year otherwise with all the Christmas lights and the... Well, I wanted to say cooled down weather, but it was still pretty warm.
Yeah, it was kind of warm.
I remember, I think Christmas Day was like 75 degrees.
Yeah, only in Texas, y'all.
Yeah.
I mean, normally we would already be busy during the holidays. We would have like activities every day throughout Advent from December 1st through December 24th. I would do a Christmas activity with the kids. So outside of school itself, it was already busy, but I did not expect that the elementary schools to organize so many stuff, you know? Not only are you like preparing for gifts for the teacher, and you also have winter party coming up, and then you have Polar Express, and like almost everything that you need to remember what to wear. Oh yeah, there was like a whole week where you had to wear colored shirts. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't keep up with like the different themes that like
that the school comes
they're supposed
up with.
To wear.
I know. Yeah.
Like it's like a different thing every week sometimes. Or every day of the week.
Yeah. I remember like the other moms from the school we were talking, we were like, oh, don't forget, like on top of your 100 things to do already for Christmas, you know, you have to remember to do all this for school, and we were just laughing at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a bit busy during Christmas, and then after that, of course, there's winter break, right, where the kids are home for 2 weeks and they have constant demands for attention and snacks. And
yeah, that's something I didn't realize like growing up or like when I was a kid, of like how different it is for the parents when the kids are off of school. Right, I always thought of like, oh, it's vacation, you know, summer break or winter break or, you know, spring break, whatever those times where mm-hmm. you're off school for like at least a week. And it's just those are the best times as a kid, right?
Yeah,
and
as
you
a
never
kid.
Realize that like that means also that means that your parents have to watch you, you know, another 6 hours a day or whatever, you know.
Eight.
Yeah.
Extra 8 hours of the children. And they wake up early, obviously, during the break. And it's different when it's during summer break, because summer break, you kind of have camps or activities. It's warm enough to go to the park and everything. But during winter break, it could be like super cold or rainy, and then we can't go out. And oh my goodness, the kids are high on natural sugar. They didn't eat any like candy or anything, but they're just high, you know, from Christmas and all the new gifts and excitement. So it was like pure chaos during winter break. But we had fun. We happened to have a lot of kids the same age in this neighborhood. So it was like almost every day we were playing outdoors from one house to another. And it's so nice how it seems crazy when it's just your kids and you at home, but when you're with a group of parents outdoors and other kids, it's like everyone's helping everyone, you know? You're not just watching your own kids, you're just also enjoying other people's kids, which is somewhat more relaxing. I don't know. But we did have fun with other families, especially on New Year's Eve. This is the first time that the kids get to celebrate it with their friends on New Year's Eve. Normally it's with us, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And this time we have like five families coming to our driveway, and I had snacks prepared and props, and we all brought our own picnic mats and folding chairs set at the driveway and let you handle all the...
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I have never lit so many sparklers in my entire life. I was like, it was like constantly, we probably lit, what, at least 100 sparklers?
Yeah, I think more.
More than 100 sparklers, and of all different kinds, and like some are kind of hard to, and it was to light, and it's a little bit windy, so like, you know, it's harder to light something when it's a little bit windy like that, obviously. So like, that was like a constant thing. It was like, between lighting off like the actual fireworks plus all of the sparklers, like I was constantly lighting things.
Yeah, and we started early too. We did like a 7:30 p.m.
Yeah, we went on for like a good 3 hours.
I know. I was surprised at the amount of fireworks that we had combined.
Yeah, and like I'm already like cautious with like fireworks.
Around the kids,
Well, even just like our kids, right? But we probably had like 8, 9, 10
Yeah, five like families.
From ages 4 to like 7 or 6 probably. So,
and they were running around.
Yeah, they're all like, yeah. So like stress levels in me were pretty high that night.
Me too.
Just like trying to take care of the fireworks and at the same time trying to make sure that no one hurts themselves or other people.
Yeah. And the funny thing is like, I realize I'm a bit pyrophobic, if that makes sense. Like, I wouldn't go near... Like, I don't even enjoy sparklers. The only thing I can handle is pop-pops or poppets. What do you call those?
Snaps or something?
Yeah, those things
that you throw at the ground, yeah.
Yeah, the ones that you throw at the ground. But, like, anything that lights up with fire or anything, it just, like, scares me. And it was so funny how, like, some kids were just swinging their wands. They treat it like a magic wand or something. There's sparklers around, and I'm like, no, careful. Don't poke anyone with it. It's sharp, too, right?
Yeah.
Sharp and hot. So, yeah, but the kids had a great time. I think this is, like, the best New Year they've ever had.
Yeah. It was fun.
It was. It was. But then, yeah, so 2025 is here, and just like every first episode of the year, I like to throw this in. Like, do you have any New Year resolutions? I know we're already towards the end of January. Do you break any resolutions?
Yeah.
And or in life and in gaming both. So let me go first so that you have time to think.
Yeah.
So my New Year's resolution in gaming is to spend more time gaming and focusing on what I enjoy versus trying to get in the number of games like I used to. I mean, because we had Game Pass last year, I felt like I had that pressure of like, all right, let's do as many games as we can, you know? But this year, I think I'll unsubscribe from Game Pass just to take a break. And I've resubscribed to World of Warcraft, which I'll mention later. But I just want to spend more time in that and just enjoy my nights. So there's probably not as much as to talk about from on my end compared to you. I know you like a lot of different games. Plus, you finish your games better than my ADHD. I just jump from one game to another game and another game. I haven't finished Pikmin. I haven't finished Hogwarts Legacy. It's all in the back burner.
That's a long list.
Yeah. Didn't I start Arceus?
You started it, and then... Like, I started it with you, and then you stopped being interested, so I finished it on your account. Mm-hmm. So your character beat the game already.
Oh, sorry. Okay. That's good to know. But yeah, I felt like I started a lot of games. and I just haven't had the time to commit to them. Especially Hogwarts Legacy was one game that I was looking forward to, but I realized how slow it was and I just dropped it. I mean, I'll dabble into it from time to time, but the worst thing is like when you go into a game that you haven't played for so long and you have to relearn all the moves. It's a bit exhausting. Like you spend a whole hour just learning moves and by the time you got it, and then you don't touch it for another few weeks. So
yeah, that's what Horizon's been like for me.
Which you will touch in later. So this year, yeah, I want to prioritize gaming what I enjoy versus the numbers. And then in life itself, I want to create more content, whether it's in cosplay or just reels, random reels in gaming or parenting, relatable reels, because it was fun. I find joy in making those little shorts. And also another life resolution that I have is to manage our cables better. As you know, I've been annoyed at how messy the cable gets behind our setup. So I just want to manage them better this year.
Okay, that's a good one.
But that's about it, just two. I'm keeping my resolution simple.
Okay, awesome. So my turn?
Yes, okay. Your turn.
So in life, I would like to lose a few pounds this year, or like 15. And a few ways I'm doing that, or trying to, is we got a Fitbit, which is actually was provided through my work, which is great. And it's also like connected to like our health plans, right? So basically, the more steps I get, the more points I get, and we kind of get rewards. So it's like a cool reward system for like being more active, which is a good way for me to like start the year, because I'm actually focused on my steps. So I'm like trying to walk more, whether it's around the house or, you know, volunteering more to go walk and, you know, pick up Dylan from school.
I know, right?
That sort of thing.
I keep using that as an excuse now.
Yeah, and it's working. So that plus, like, we have, like, a new exercise machine at home that I'm using quite a bit as well. So between those two things, I think the eating better is probably, like, the harder part for me, because, like, I love food and everything's, like, so tempting and we have kids and lots of junk food and stuff around.
Plus, it doesn't help that your wife is forever craving different foods.
Yes, and also forever thin and can eat whatever she wants without the consequences like me. And so, yeah, that's my life one, is just being healthier.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Yeah, and then in gaming, I want to kind of take a break some from, like, PS5 and Switch, like, games because... Oh. Well, mainly because I'm, like, already caught up on all of the games that I bought for those. And over, like, I haven't really bought anything recently except for one, which I'll get into. But everything else I've pretty much beaten and played through. And normally I would pick up some games for, like, Black Friday sales, but I didn't do that this last time. So I'm pretty much all caught up, which is fine with me. So I want to spend some more time in the Switch Nintendo Online catalog, right? Mm. Which has like a lot of the old N64 games, because there's a few in there that I want to play.
Yeah,
and plus that's a subscription service, so like I want to
play
what I want to play, and then we can, you know, unsubscribe for a while, right?
Yeah,
if we want to. So I kind of want to play some in there a little bit of some of the key games that, you know, I either played as a kid or didn't get a chance to.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, obviously, I'll mix in, like, free-to-play games that, you know, don't cost anything and are always fun. So that's my, I guess, life in gaming New Year's resolutions.
Mm, if those count. Very good. Yeah, those count, of course. So it looks like we haven't broken anything yet. And
no.
Resolution-wise.
Yeah.
So since we've been, like, gone for about 2.5 months... Let's jump into what you've been playing first, and then I'll hop in to share what I've been playing, okay?
Okay, yeah. So this, keep in mind, we're, you know, 2 months worth of gaming here, and I did get to beat a few different games. One of them was Midnight Suns.
Finally.
Yeah. So, I mean, I started that game probably a few months ago, maybe no more, probably. And then kind of just very slowly picked away at it. Mm-hmm. And I got, like, towards the very end and, like, took a long break from it and went back and got, like, to the final mission. And I think that's where I was when we stopped the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And so I finally beat that last mission and rolled credits and was very happy to be done with that game. I enjoyed it. The parts that I liked, I really liked. And the parts I didn't care for, like, I didn't care for at all. Mm-hmm. Like, it's probably the best way to describe that game. So, like, the combat, I was loving it, but that's only, like, maybe 20-25% of the game. And then the rest of it, I just felt like I had to do in order to, like, make my character strong enough to progress and beat the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, kind of mixed feelings about it. I'm so glad that I played it, but I'm very happy that it's over with. And I feel like of all the games I've been playing, there's a lot of time that feels like wasted in that game compared to others.
Yeah.
Just with all the talking.
Yeah, mostly. I was going to say all the conversations.
And just, yeah, just running around the Abbey forever, it seems like. But anyways, yeah, that's, I won't go into a ton of detail on Midnight Suns because I've talked about that a lot in the past. But yeah, that is done, uninstalled, and happy that I'm past it.
Done and dusted.
Yeah. I will say one of the games that I tried a little bit while we were away is one called Supervive, which is in beta, and I'll describe it as a couple of different ways. It feels very similar to League of Legends, where you're looking like top down on your character. You know, you're point and click to move with the mouse.
Mm-hmm.
You have different skills and ultimate abilities that you can use, like with cooldowns and such. But it's not a MOBA like League of Legends is. It is a battle royale. Right, so it's kind of like a cross between League of Legends and Fortnite or something, right? Where your characters, you gain levels and you have skills and items and all that kind of stuff. And that was a lot of fun. You know, you could do solos, duos, trios, quads. And so was doing a lot of duos with a buddy. And that was fun because I like the League of Legends kind of style of being top down and moving that way.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also like the aspect of battle royales is always fun.
Yeah.
And gets you on the edge of your seat. So that gets pretty fun. I might still go back to that at some point, but I just haven't in a bit. Maybe I'll see how they go because they're still very early.
Now, was that on Epic or Steam?
Steam.
Or,
okay. So it is free on Steam right now.
Oh,
I
right believe. Now?
I mean, okay. It was when I got into it. I think it still is. I don't really know.
Well, they normally have a duration, like...
It could be. Yeah, I'm not sure. Check it out on Steam if it sounds interesting to you.
Supervive. Okay. Not Super Wife, right?
No.
No, I'm
I already
kidding.
Got that. So, yeah, that I probably might go back to that, especially, like, to see what they've changed or, you know, if they've added any new characters, that sort of thing. But for right now, I'm not playing it anymore. What I am still playing is Horizon Forbidden West.
Oh, yeah. I keep thinking you've done all of it, but
no,
I guess not yet.
I'm at the point where, like, the story is starting to get good, and, like, I used to complain early on in this game how, like, I didn't understand what the heck was going on,
yeah,
right? Because it was, so much of it was talking about the last game,
yeah,
and I never played it, but, like, there's enough that's happened in this game that they're just talking about that stuff now, you know? So it's like, okay, I kind of get what's going on now better. So that feels smoother and more enjoyable from the story part. And then for this game, like, I have to play it somewhat consistently or I'm going to, like, forget all the buttons. It's something like that because there's a lot of different, not just the buttons on the controller, but some are like, oh, you have to go into this menu and then push this button to activate this. It's not, you know, so there's so, more combinations kind of.
Yeah, so kind of like Hogwarts Legacy that I spoke
maybe,
about.
I don't know. Yeah. It could be something like that. But yeah, so I'm trying not to go more than like a week without playing it because then I'll forget.
Yeah.
But I have also been playing this last like week or two a lot of Call of Duty Warzone.
Mm-hmm.
And what's cool about that right now is I think they have about a week left of a limited time mode that is basically all about Squid Game.
Ooh.
Right?
Red light, green light.
Yeah, so the popular show on Netflix, I believe, and they're in the second season now, and now they have this kind of partnership with Call of Duty, so they have their own mode right now. And the red light, green light thing is part of it, right? Or like when it's red light, you can't move or shoot or anything or else you die.
Yeah.
And then you have to wait for, you know, the doll to turn around again and then, you know, whatever, that's green light. And then you can go back to moving and looting and going about your day, right?
Yeah.
And so that's just one more thing you have to like pay attention to because Call of Duty doesn't have enough going on your screen already. And so at the very beginning, that's really was really frustrating because like it was hard to get used to that. But at the point now, it's like I've kind of trained myself a little better. And I'll just on top of that, like Warzone normally is really fun for me. So that's just made it even more so. So yeah. It's fun. I'm enjoying that a lot right now. I don't know if I'll keep playing when that mode goes away. We'll see. But I think I'm enjoying it more right now because of that mode.
Plus, you can also play it with Chris, right? That's why.
Yep. Yep. So it's always, yeah, it's definitely better playing it with somebody.
Yeah, like, kind of like Fortnite.
Any battle royale is like way better with friends than by yourself. I don't like playing. I love playing them with friends, and I don't like playing them at all by myself.
Yeah, same, same. Well, I'll hop in real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Give you some time to drink water or something.
Yeah, I'll rest my vocal cords.
Yeah, yeah. This precious voice. I haven't been playing much. I haven't been playing a variety of
games. It's almost as if you've been playing one game that consumes all of your gaming time.
I know, my everlasting love game. It's World of Warcraft. I finally got subscribed again and obviously joined the new expansion, The War Within. The storyline's been great so far. I know there's a lot of mixed reviews about it, but really, once you're in WoW, you can have like tons of things to do, and it's also more fun with friends. And I happen to have a friend who is playing it and who invited me to join, and it was funny because we were in different instances because I was still in the storyline mode and she was already done with it. So some places that I go to, she can't really help me with it, but we still enjoy like doing transmogs, and which is changing your appearance, mix and match outfits, and just trying to do quests or even collecting achievements, collecting mounts. That's like very casual gamer style, I would
say. Yeah, I used to love doing all that stuff, like going back to old dungeons or raids and doing them to collect the mounts there or the, you know, like we said, transmog. So like basically lets you change how your gear looks.
And the gears are always cool. And the funny thing is, the last time we played, which was like about 2 years ago, I think, I was the Draktyr, which is like a dragon slash human form character. So the dragonkin, right?
Yeah.
And
I think they kind of play almost like a mage or something, right? It seems like.
I don't remember, but it was really hard to get back into after like not playing it for a while in terms of skills and buttons on what to click. So now I'm back to my original, which is the hunter, my worgen, and it's so much easier to hop back into. So like muscle memory kicks in.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're a natural furry. But I thought it was fun. So I'm, yeah, committing to WoW at the moment, making content using WoW and just enjoying my time. All right, your voice is back.
Yep.
All right,
you can go. I wasn't done yet. So the games that I've been playing the last 2 months, I'll keep going. So I also finished Pikmin 4,
which our son played too, right?
He did. He did play a bit of that. I'm trying to remember if I had started playing that. I think we were playing a bit of that before we took our break, but I finished Pikmin 4. I think I pretty much did. I did all the story, and then they kind of have like a after the story go through like these 20 levels or something like that that were like more challenging than like the rest of the game. It was kind of like you had to like re-fight all of the bosses like again, but like more back to back.
Well, did Dylan roll credits with Pikmin 4 too? I remember like
no, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think he was getting closer. I don't think he finished it exactly. I think he rolled credits like with me or like we were kind of playing it together.
Okay.
Some
on your file, that's what.
Yes. You meant. Yeah. Yeah. But I enjoyed Pikmin. I always loved those games. It was a lot of fun. And so the only game that I did get around Black Friday was Pokemon Violet.
Oh, yes.
Which I know I loved Arceus when I played through that. And I was like, it's time for like another Pokemon game. Like, Dylan's liking Pokemon a lot.
A lot. He knows it more than I do now.
But he didn't really like Arceus so much. Yeah, so I was like, all right, let's try this latest one. Like, I could use another Pokemon game to play anyways. And so we got that. And he and I both have just ran with it. And so that one I also beat.
But he's close to it too, right?
And yeah, so Dylan is taking this one way differently than he did Arceus. In Arceus, he would kind of be afraid to like venture out and was worried about being attacked by Pokemon and all kinds of stuff. And in Violet, the Pokemon don't actually try and attack you. They, you know, if you get too close, they just start a battle with your Pokemon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which, to him, then it's just kind of turn-based, and he doesn't have the anxiety of like, oh, this Pokemon's trying to attack me right now, you know? Like, I don't want to go near it.
I guess that makes sense.
So he's a lot more comfortable playing Pokemon Violet than Arceus, and so he's gotten a lot further in it. Like, he's really close to beating the game.
And he really is motivated by the game time he gets to play this game.
Oh, yeah.
Because we try not to, like, just give it to him.
Like, you can't play it all day.
Yeah, like, we wouldn't just, like, let him play it all day, especially after he got back from school, and that's the first thing he asked. So we did this, what do you call it, reward system, where if he did chores, he'll get 5 minutes of gaming. He has to accumulate at least 45 minutes of gaming, so that means, like, plenty of chores. Or if he practices his piano, he'll get 15 minutes of gaming, and he realized that's a big sum of time, right? So he's been extra, you know, excited to practice the piano, which is a win-win for us.
Yeah, he's been extra helpful knowing that he gets minutes towards the Switch.
Mm-hmm. He would like even do dishes, just the simple plastic ones that he
helps us
from.
Put away laundry.
Yeah, full towels, all kinds of stuff. Small towels. Yeah,
this has been like revolutionary.
It has. So, yeah, with this reward system, then he'll collect 45 minutes. And then at the end of the day, after dinner, where it's time to wind down, and he gets to play it for 45 minutes, right? So,
yeah. Yeah, so that's been working well. And he's probably, like, less than an hour, maybe two.
Really? So I should milk it more.
Yeah, from that game. But he'll probably go back to something else after maybe Pikmin or maybe Arceus if he's feeling brave. But yeah, he's never gotten this far in any Pokemon game.
Yeah.
Yet, for sure. There were a lot of differences. I'll kind of talk about my experience some with Violet. I love this. I think I like Violet more than Arceus. I like the whole gym leader thing where you have to go around and, you know, seek out the different gyms and try to get gym badges. They also added in these Titan battles, which are kind of like that. You like, I think there's like five of them around the map, and you have to go beat them all. And same with like the Star Team Crew, which is like they're kind of like the Team Rocket is how they're somewhat like introduced, right? And you have to beat all the leaders. And once you do all these things, then you kind of get towards the end of the game. And so I like having like a checklist of like, oh, these are the people you got to beat, you know, and just like working my way through versus like Arceus was very like not like that.
It was more open world, if you ask me.
Kind of, yeah. And it was more like linear story of like there was like a lot of side quests too. But this one was kind of more like, hey, these are all the things you need to do. Go ahead and do them in literally whatever order you want.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of liked that better.
Yeah, and I know this is like gaming session, but I wanted to add that our kids are especially extra into Pokemon right now because we watched the movie.
We did, yeah. We watched the Pokemon, the first movie.
Yeah, and also the second one, the 2000.
Yeah, we did watch the second one too, the one with Lugia.
And then we also watched like the show.
A little bit, yep.
Without you, because we watched the show while you were working. So the kids are like really invested in the Pokemon, how they're meeting. And didn't you say something about, like, in the show, it kind of similar to the game?
So, yeah, exactly. So the path that you go in, like, the old games of, like, you start off in Pallet Town, you go to Pewter City, then Cerulean City, and it's the same path that Ash Ketchum takes in the show. So, like, if you watch the show and play the games, like, around the same time, it's cool because, like, you go through those same places that they do in the show. And, you know, you battle the same gym leaders that they do.
That's why Dylan was, like, so excited. He's like, oh, we're going to fight Brock or Misty.
Yeah. Like, he kind of knows. And it was funny because, like, he kind of paused once he got to, like, Misty because he couldn't beat her in the game. And then when we're watching the show and he got past Misty, I was like, dude, Dylan, you got to catch up. You got to go back and play that older Pokemon game so that you can, you know, don't fall behind.
That's funny. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. All the Pokemon stuff that between Dylan and I has been a lot of fun. One last thing on Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll talk probably more about Violet a different week when we don't have so much to talk about. But we also downloaded a relatively new game, a mobile game, called Pokemon Pocket, which is a trading card game, and it seems to be more around, like, the card collecting and pack opening experience and, like, glorifying the, like, artwork of the cards more so than, like, just doing battle with other players and, you know, PvP and all this kind of stuff. So I like that a lot more, because I don't really like the competitiveness of it, and I don't have to feel like I have to go and try and battle a bunch of other players to, like, reap the rewards. Like, I can literally just get my 2 free packs a day, you know, do the dailies and stuff, so you can get more than that, technically, and, you know, do all the normal upkeep stuff, and, you know, maybe battle a little bit here and there. The solo battles are pretty fun. I'm doing a lot of those. And then, but mainly it's just opening the packs.
And that's what our kids love to do. Yes.
And so at some point, after I opened quite a few, I was like, well, why don't I let them open them and see if they enjoy them? And they both are really loving opening up the packs, right?
Yeah.
Like, Dylan knows a lot of the Pokemon a lot more. Like, he knows which ones are good or more rare, right? And Faith now is even loves opening up the packs. And every time she's just like, oh, is this one new? Is this one new? Because she knows we're trying to get new cards that we don't have yet. Right? And she probably only knows a few different Pokemon, but she still loves opening up the packs and seeing what we get.
It's just like she liked that shared excitement of watching you guys get excited, you know? And she's like, yeah, I did it! When she got a Mewtwo, remember?
Yeah, she did get me, like, one of the best cards we've gotten so far. So, yeah, it's they're really enjoying those, and I'm enjoying just watching them enjoy them. And then, of course, I am still playing Marvel Snap. Not a lot, but, you know, just keeping it going and still having some fun with it, but just kind of splitting my mobile time between that and Pokemon Pocket. But I think that's it for gaming this week. This 2 months, I mean.
Yeah, I was going to say it's not a week. It's been a long time.
So should we move on to new game releases?
Yeah, speaking of new games, there's a new game console.
That's right. A new console was announced, that being the Switch 2.
Mm-hmm.
Which is awesome for us because we like our Switch. We're fans of the Switch.
Yeah.
And they announced that in April of 2025, they will be releasing the Switch 2.
Yeah.
And I also read that Nintendo is ramping up, like, production, and they plan to release, like, a ridiculously large number of these. Because I think when the Switch first came out, like, there wasn't really enough, like, for everyone who wanted one to get one.
They underestimated the number of gamers.
I guess so. I mean, and just think about, like, remember, like, the PS5 launch, where it literally took, like, months for people to get one, even if they really wanted one, without, like, paying a scalper.
But that's because, like, a lot of people would, like, buy in bulks or something just to resell it.
Yeah, there was a lot of scalpers and that were buying them up and, you know, trying to make money on them, and I know they did. And I think Nintendo's doing this, and hopefully scalpers don't, because what you don't want to do is buy them to resell them, and then, like, yeah, hopefully that's not a problem with this launch. It doesn't seem like it. I think that's why they're making so many of them, and hopefully they can just keep them available at stores.
Yeah.
Because it would be great. I'm looking forward to having a Switch too. And so I'll just briefly talk about some of the highlights that I have heard, at least.
I'll go first.
Sure, go ahead.
It's bigger.
I did hear that the Switch 2 is going to be larger. I assume larger even than the OLED Switch, which is already larger than the normal Switch. And I don't know if they're... I would assume they're going to have an OLED version of it. I don't know. And they have a few different versions of the Switch 1, so I'm assuming they're going to have some stuff like that for the Switch 2.
Okay.
But I don't know that yet. I haven't done a lot of research, to be honest.
What else do you hear? I said it's bigger.
Oh, there's also, I think, like, the Joy-Cons are obviously going to be bigger, and I think, like, the buttons, like, should be bigger. And another thing that is probably the coolest part about this is that the Switch 2 is going to be backwards compatible, so Switch 1 games can play on the Switch 2, which would be great, because, you know, especially, like, us having a family that shares the Switch, like, I might be done with a lot of the Switch games, like I am, but Dylan might still be working on some of them.
Or your wife.
Or you, who's even further behind than Dylan. And
today I'm proud
you can
of him.
Still play those Switch games on the Switch 2 if you want, you know?
Yeah, if you let me. Ooh.
Yeah, of course.
You're hogging it, Kevin. You're hogging it.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what we know so far about the Switch 2 that will be coming out in just a few months. But on to actual new game releases for this last week. We're just going to do the last week, not the last 2 months, because that would be a little crazy. But in the last week, we saw Aloft on PC get released, as well as Blade Chimera on PC and Switch, Donkey Kong Country Returns HD on Switch, Dynasty Warriors Origins on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X, Tales of Graces F remastered on PC and all consoles. And that's it for new games. And none of those, besides like Donkey Kong Country, I don't think I'll get that. I might check it out, but everything else on there, I'm not really that familiar with.
Neither am I.
So then, Game Pass, what's new on Game Pass this week?
Only one game released this week is Lonely Mountains Snow Riders on console and PC.
All right, awesome. Well, then maybe we could run through where people can find us.
Yes. Speaking of social media, I have been busy on our Instagram account making reels and content for your entertainment.
Yes, you have.
Mostly like on stuff that interests us, like Naruto or just day-to-day gaming / parenting stuff. And even some cute quizzes, like those Pokemon quizzes that I'm asking Dylan. I'll be making more of those.
Oh, yes.
Because I like to just test his general knowledge of Pokemon. But you can find us there on gamer_parents_podcast.
Or over on Twitch, where we will be back to streaming once a week on Tuesday nights. Around 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Yep.
And you can find us there at
twitch.tv/gamerparentspod.
That's the one. Thank you, Joanne. Or over on Twitter or X at gamerparentspod. Or over on the YouTube channel where we post audio versions of every single episode. It's just under the Gamer Parents Podcast name.
Mm-hmm. Give us a like, a follow, a subscribe. Whatever it is, wherever it is, or even drop some comments. We would truly appreciate that. But the best place to find us and hang out with us daily would be our Discord server.
That's right. That's where we talk about life and games all throughout the week.
And the link to that is in our episode description.
But that's all that we have for you all this week.
We will catch you next week.
Bye.